Welcome to Weekly Finance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estertori, bringing you the latest industry updates on behalf of Financial Services Online. A significant announcement from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA as it's more commonly known. Starting February 2026, a new cap on high debt-to-income home loans will be implemented. This measure, set to affect both owner-occupiers and investors, will restrict the proportion of new home loans with a debt-to-income ratio greater than 6 to a mere 20%. New housing developments, however, will be exempt from this rule. The policy, EPRA's first since 2017, aims to curb high-risk borrowing and ensure financial stability, a move that aligns with our international counterparts. Why the change, you might ask? EPRA Chair John Lonsdale cites concern over the banking sector's vulnerability to housing shocks. These tighter lending conditions could potentially lead to stricter borrower assessments. Amidst rising housing costs, the government has pledged to build 1.2 million homes by 2030. So borrowers, be sure to seek financial advice. In other news, consumer protection is at the forefront of a comprehensive review launched by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, known as ASIC. The review focuses on about 100 licensed debt management and credit repair sector firms. ASIC's concern is over non-compliance incidents, like failure to honor agreements and poor client communication, which might harm consumers, particularly those who are financially vulnerable. Consumers should exercise caution, as this review is a testament to the necessity of performing due diligence when choosing these services. Consider turning to reputable firms or alternate resources like financial counselors or government services. Switching gears to credit ratings, Australia has once again proven its economic resilience by retaining its prestigious AAA credit rating, according to Fitch. This retention comes despite the challenges posed by weak domestic demand in China amidst global uncertainties. The rating reflects Australia's strong institutions and effective policy framework and is a clear signal of economic stability. Auspiciously, it could lead to favorable borrowing conditions. However, a word of caution: stay informed of the evolving economic climate as we navigate continued global risks. Finally, to wrap up the week, let's shine the spotlight on Budget Direct, recognized as delivering 2025's best value car insurance by Money Magazine for the 7th year running. This consistent recognition is a testament to its customer-centric approach and lineage of offering competitively priced insurance. So Australian motorists, when seeking cost-effective, high-quality car insurance, you might want to consider Budget Direct. That's all for this week's Finance News Wrap. Remember, for personal and business loan finance solutions, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for tuning in, and until next week, I'm Paige Estertori.